You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back to Icons of Influence, where we explore people whose lives blend art, ideas, and purpose. I'm Hannah Halley, and today we spotlight Rashida Jones, actor, writer, producer, and voice for stories that ask big questions. She's known for roles in The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Angie Tribeca. But beyond those credits, Rashida has walked the line between creativity and advocacy, identity and integrity. In this episode, we'll follow her journey, family roots, creative evolution, causes she champions, challenges she faces, and what influence looks like when it's driven by conviction. Rashida Leah Jones was born on February 25th, 1976, in Los Angeles. Her father was Quincy Jones, the legendary music producer. Her mother was Peggy Lipton, a celebrated actress. She grew up in Bel Air, in a household alive with music, art, debates, and sometimes tension. Her heritage is richly mixed. On her father's side, she has African and Cameroonian roots. On her mother's, Ashkenazi Jewish roots from Russia and Latvia. She was raised in Reform Judaism, attended Hebrew school until about age 10, though later explored other spiritual practices in her teens. Rashida studied at Harvard University, where she majored in religion and philosophy. There she also participated in theatre groups, student publications, and creative communities. Working her way into storytelling, she began to see how her mixed identity, curiosity about belief systems, and love for art might all combine. Those early years taught her identity is not fixed. Voices from multiple heritages, multiple traditions, they all inform how she sees the world, crafts her art, and shows up. Rashida's path in entertainment began with small roles, TV guest spots, bit parts. Before she landed recurring roles, she played Louisa Fenn on Boston Public, then Karen Filippelli on The Office. Later, she became Ann Perkins on Parks and Recreation, a role beloved for its warmth, sincerity, and moral grounding. She didn't stop at acting. She wrote Celeste and Jesse Forever in 2012, co-writing the screenplay and starring in it. That film explored the complex nature of love, friendship, change, and identity in midlife. She also co-wrote the story for Toy Story 4, expanding her role into narrative creation, which interestingly, she and her co-writer departed from, having had concerns about Pixar's cultural representation of minorities and females, adding weight to her credibility and values. In 2015, Rashida produced Hot Girls Wanted, a documentary examining the lives of young women in the adult film industry, sparking conversation about consent, exploitation, and digital culture. In 2018, she released Quincy, a deeply personal documentary about her father. She navigated legacy, creativity, fame, and family. Notably, Quincy won the Grammy Award for Best Music Film in 2019. She also collaborates in comic writing. She created Frenemy of the State, a comic series blending political intrigue, identity, and speculative ideas. Each creative shift allowed her to push beyond actor into the realm of influence, choosing which stories get told, whose voices are heard, how systems appear on screen. Rashida has long supported causes that reflect her values: justice, environment, refugees, equitable storytelling. One project, in 2013, she joined Oceana on an expedition to Belize to raise awareness about fragile marine ecosystems. She snorkelled, observed biodiversity, and used her visibility to draw attention to ocean protection. She is also an advocate for refugees. With the International Rescue Committee, she charged into Lebanon to meet Syrian refugees and helped produce virtual reality stories called Four Walls to show what life is like for displaced families. Through immersive video, she showed people inside homes, streets, lives of children in crisis. Rashida also supports many nonprofits: the Trevor Project, Stand Up to Cancer, The Art of Elysium, and others. She uses her voice not just for awareness, but to encourage action and funding. She often speaks about identity and representation, enveloping how she lives between races, cultures, and languages. She has said she sometimes feels only Black or Jewish in certain moments and fights to be both and neither when needed. In 2024, she shared publicly how she avoided a full music career, even though music runs in her blood, because she feared never measuring up to her father's enormous legacy. She sung backup for Maroon 5 and writes music for fun, but never pushed to be a performing artist. These actions show that advocacy isn't always loud or grand. Sometimes it's quietly shining a light in overlooked corners, telling stories others won't. Rashida's journey has not been without challenge. She has carried the weight of legacy, growing up with a father whose reach in music was huge and a mother whose career was already storied. The comparison, the expectations, they all weigh. When her father, Quincy, passed away in November 2024, after a long, impactful life, she shared a tribute about how he made everyone feel loved and seen, how his love was a safe space in her life. She spoke of his nocturnal working hours, the nights she would wake and find him composing. She's also publicly reflected on roles lost or changed. She was let go after a season on The Office as Karen Filippelli, a storyline decision many fans disliked. But she later embraced that transition and moved toward roles that fit what she wanted to explore. She faces a lot of common challenges, like balancing motherhood, work, identity, fame, and grief. She is raising a child with partner Ezra Koenig. They have a son named Isaiah. She lost her mother, Peggy Lipton, in 2019, and has spoken about carrying that grief and how it shapes how she tells stories now. Her influence today lies in layered power, creating on her own terms, telling honest stories, refusing easy labels, and gently pushing for more inclusive representation, integrity, nuance. She's not shouting, but she's present. Rashida Jones teaches us that influence doesn't always come from dominating a room. It often comes from holding space, asking questions, showing up as one of many threads in the human tapestry. Her life and work invite us to see identity not as fixed, but as evolving. Her choices show that using a public voice responsibly means letting stories breathe, showing truth, even when it is uncomfortable. If Rashida's story resonated, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who values craft, empathy, and courage. What story will you tell? What voice will you lift?
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.